I'm at the FLAPA conference. That's the Florida Association of Physical Plant Administrators, something like that. Anyway, hey, we're here at the show. I did the rock star presentation this morning. Had a great group of people, and I'm on the showroom floor. Some of the people are in class, but you know, hey, this is our podcast, Beyond Clean, another version of it. But I know yesterday we did one with Heidi Wilcox up in Massachusetts. And so here I am, I'm at the conference, and I have a gentleman with me that was at the presentation this morning. I want you to see and hear a few words from him.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the opportunity, first of all. You know, when I went into the class, I guess my level of expectations really wasn't that much. I really didn't know much about the class itself. And I came out, you know, with so much knowledge, knowledge that I feel that we can utilize in our daily life routine. The actual cast itself was really geared more towards custodials and janitors. What I got out of it was more of a life experience, if anything. It's something that we can apply in our everyday life.
So we're talking about a program here that isn't what most people think it's termed rock star custodian. I mean, it's not about how to use a product. It's not about how to do a practice. So you were expecting that, right?
That's correct. In fact, you know what I mean? When we first started the meeting and we were advised that this had nothing to do with product, we all looked at each other and were like, oh, crap, maybe we're in the wrong meeting.
And then what was the next surprise?
I actually sat there and learned something. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff that, you know, so I guess some people, they may call it easy, but for most of us, you know, it's something that is hard. We tend to always be so eager on focus on all the negative and we forget about the positive. And with all the negativity that's happening these days, you know what I mean? A little bit of positivity goes a long way. And I guess that's the best way to put it. You know what I mean? Instead of just always, when you're speaking to either someone that's either working for you or somebody that's actually in the same level as you, just to, you know, sometimes it's a lot easier to just point out what they're doing wrong versus what they're doing right. And from this program, you know, what I really got out of it is that take your time and actually point out the good stuff and the folks that are actually working with you. And you just might get a different, you know, different attitude coming from their end. And I think that it was an awesome experience.
Now, of course, we didn't tell who you are.
No, we did not.
So who are we talking to? So if you caught into the podcast just now and everything, I apologize. We got so excited about what the program was. Who is it I'm talking to today?
You're speaking to Carlos Urquilla. I am a Rubbermaid specialist for the Central Florida area. Once again, you know, we went in there thinking, all right, this is going to be another opportunity for us to try to sell something. You know what I mean? Instead, you know, we came out with a little extra that we weren't expecting. And I think it was huge. You know?
Okay, so during the first part of it, what was one of the first things that you started to do? The technology that we're using right now.
Technology. The first thing that they said was like, you know, normally I'm used to, you know, the minute you sit down in class, they're like, put away your phone. And we're like, okay, you know what I mean? There's always that one guy that forgets to turn off the ringer. This particular way, we were more engaged because the first thing we were told was like, hey, take out your phones. And we're like, well, like little kids, we're like all excited. We're like, all right, I get to play a little game. So, it easily, you know, I guess is the best way to, best way for me to explain it is it's all on the delivery, you know what I mean? And I feel that, you know, the program itself just truly delivers the right message.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, the program is one thing, the material, but I think what you're talking about here is that everybody was engaged in it. And one of the things that we always say in this program is, you know, the most important part is an engaged employee. They can be very expensive if they're not engaged. You know, hey, I don't know. From my side, looking at all of you, everybody was engaged. What did you think about it from your side?
Well, I thought the same. You know what I mean? I thought everyone was engaged. And once again, I have to go back. I think it's all on the delivery. Delivery was well delivered and the message was there. And I think that, you know, anytime you start with a smile, I guess the best way to put it, you know, you get everyone's attention. And
you know, what's interesting is you're still smiling about it.
I am. I mean, you know, it's,
is something that I truly believe, and I think I shared a story with you earlier about, you know, just out of nowhere, a teacher reached out to me about my daughter. First thing I thought about was like, what the hell does she do now? You know what I mean? Instead, you know, she was actually calling just to provide positive feedback, and I was just completely thrown off by it. And I wish we had a little bit more of that. And I think that, you know, that was truly the message that I really got. You know what I mean? It's all about the pitch and how do you, you know, how do you speak to employees, really.
Well, you know, I think that's the interesting thing as we do this is that, you know, we need to understand that there is a message and a lot of our frontline custodians don't get it because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people that are the supervisors of the programs don't ever hear the information. It's never given to them. So you saw the first part of the five-part series. Are you curious about the others?
Absolutely. Because it kind of leaves you, you know, like, you know, wanting more. I mean, you know, when it was one of those situations where normally you're sitting in a classroom and you're looking at the clock. Oh crap! When is this over? And this particular, we were actually having fun. You know what I mean? So you know, everyone was engaged, and you know, had a little competition towards the end. And I didn't win, but his head was in the way. But that's besides the point. You know? If not, I would have clearly won the
whole thing. So the thing is, did I rush it too much? Did we go through it too fast?
No, I think it was done perfectly fine. I mean, I don't think it wasn't rushed. I think that it was delivered in the right amount of time. The message was there from the very beginning. And so it just kind of grabs you and kind of takes you in. And at the end, it does leave you wanting more. And I think that's the point, right?
I guess we can't ask for any more other than when's the next program,
yeah,
right?
When's the next program?
So you know, I got to ask a question here because – you know, we just met today. You went through the first part of the Rockstar. And here we are in the middle of a conference, sitting here using technology. Did you think this is what would be happening today?
No. I mean, in fact, like, you know, I have to be completely honest. I'm not good at FaceTiming. And, hey, man, here I am. You know what I mean? Just like my teenage daughter. You know what I mean? FaceTiming my buddy right in front of me.
and we're podcasting and we're videotaping. And, right. And, you know, I think this is the whole thing. Custodians, and we believe that custodians can't do this stuff. And here we are, within hours of meeting each other, we were inspired by what the message each other had. And now we've taken in, we're gauging. I got to say, you know what? Hey, I do this all the time. You might want to join me on another one.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, what are you doing next week? Well, speak to my manager because I should be selling some stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're all in class, so we have time before they get back.
Exactly.
But I think this is the interesting thing about the Rockstar program. It engages people in a way that we've never thought because you selling your product, you know, we sell product. If we get caught up in all of this and we forget about the human message, and that's what the Rockstar program is. This is about the human message of what does it take to be a standout custodian? What does it take to supervise one? You know, one of the ladies that was in class came by and goes, what's the next part? Because that was, as you said, it left her wanting more. She goes, there's got to be more to it. And there is.
That truly is. No, I mean, I really don't know what else to say, but, you know what I mean? Hey, what's the next class?
Okay, so live from the FLAPA conference here in Orlando. It's a Thursday afternoon. Hey, we've had our lunch. We're sitting waiting for the classes to get over and come back. We're so glad that you listened to the podcast. Remember, you know, we podcast anytime, anywhere. Catch me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. You know all the channels. You listen to the podcast. But remember my three words. It's always healthy, positive, and proactive. That's what the Rockstar program does. That's what we experienced today. I want to say thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.